This is a dictation for Angela Alston, ANGELALSTON. Date of service is 1/4/2024. And date of birth is 5/22/1966. Date of accident 12/1/2022. Patient is here for a follow up evaluation for her injuries that she received 12/1/2022. She was involved in a frontal collision, and the impact of that accident caused her headaches, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, pain in the neck and the lower back and right shoulder. She also is found to have a sleep apnea, so no procedures could be done under anesthesia. She is being referred to a neurologist who are doing a sleep study as well as at a Northwest Neurology Clinic and Neurodiagnostic Center. And so her procedures have been held off. Patient is also doing physical therapy at Focus Rehab, which is helping her. Pain level in the area of neck and the lower back is 8. Left shoulder is around 7. She is able to lift her shoulder up to 90 degrees. Despite several tries, she has not presented herself for injections for the shoulder or the knee. She also is found to have a carpal tunnel syndrome. And the patient has not been very compliant, looks like. However, she appears that she is doing a chiropractic and therapy on a regular basis, looks like. Her MRIs have been reviewed in great detail with her. She has a minimal disc protrusion in C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, which may not require much of a treatment. She also has a disc herniation in L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, rod-based, and L5-S1, which may require 4 to 6 LESI injections. We could not do them as the patient quit breathing on anesthesia, so the procedures have been on hold. She does report shooting pain to the left buttock and left thigh up to the knee, posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. In addition, patient has numbness and tingling of the left hand, second, third, and fourth finger. Pain in both hip is also reported, as well as both ankle, but not extremely severe. She can still walk reasonably well with a cane. The ADLs are affected 9. 20% relief is obtained by the patient with the current treatment so far. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. Additional history, as well as pain medication, substance abuse, and compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure is 173 over 123, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 98. The physical exam still is the same as previous visit of 12/4/2023. Dictation number is 1214-012. Patient reports her left knee has remarkably improved, and she also is not interested to get any more injection treatments, only physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. She is also seeing a neurologist, which should continue. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue once a week. We have not received any PT evaluation for a while, and so we can focus on the neck, lower back, shoulder. Patient is advised to use home therapy as well. She's also using a laser and infrared device. She remains disabled for work and housework replacement. Regarding medication is provided to the patient is naproxen 500 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory prilosec, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tramadol is provided 50 mg at night for pain relief. Maps are reviewed and labs are reviewed. we have asked for a record release from Northwest Radiology Clinic for Neurology Clinic for the sleep study. Thank you.